Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, it is Thanksgiving week, and we have much to be thankful for. Most of all, we're thankful for you and the fine work you do at TLI. Thanks for being back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Bob. It's great to be with you again today, and happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners.
And there is a great debate still in this country about school and whether or not schools should be open or closed. I wanted to ask you about a comment made by the director of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, last week. He said that school is the safest place kids can be right now. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I absolutely do agree, and I was pleased that he said that, because stats show that the number of students that are really contracting the virus are like 0.13, and teachers 0.24, which is way less than even 1%. And I know that the schools have worked so hard to make their environment a safe place. I mean, if they do have a case, they shut down for a couple of days, make sure everything is clean, then try to open up again. And it's just a slap in the face to the administrators and the teachers for the powers that be to just say, nope, we're closing school down. And then I feel so badly for the parents who are trying to then wrestle with, what do they do with their children when they rely on school as a safe place? And I'm more concerned than anything about the safety of the students, because I just pray every day for their safety when they're not in school, because so many of them are in just a tragic situation in some of their homes and with no care. Yeah. Or parents who are not what they should be in terms of being parents. It's tragic.
One of the parents in New York City, and she was upset with the decision to shut down the schools last week in New York City, said, "We are losing an entire generation of students." And that is a sobering thought to think about. But when you look at the issues that these kids, many of these kids, the only good meal they'll get is in a school.
Right.
The mental health issues, an entire generation of students. Talk about that, if you would, Ralph.
I agree with the person that said that. It's just tragic, what's being foisted on our children. And they're not the cause of the virus. They want to live a normal life. And I think adults are just treating them really poorly. And I hope that we don't regret it. Certainly, we're going to regret it in terms of their education, but I hope we don't regret it in the mental health area and so many other arenas as well.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like there's any end to it soon. We just saw the Buffalo region, not far from where you are, Ralph, go into the orange zone, which means schools are shut down. They've got to do the testing, the COVID testing. Talk about that, because that's another real concern for schools when it comes to testing. So many hurdles to jump through. I understand that it's got to be a different 20% every week. There's parental consent issues to these tests, a whole host of problems when it comes to doing these mandatory 20% of the student population testing for these schools.
Yeah, that is. It's just a tragedy all the way around. You know, in some counties, the county health department has agreed to do the testing. In others, like in Erie County, they're not willing to do it. And so schools are left to hustle whatever resources they can put together to buy the tests. And then, as you said, who should be tested, how many, how often. It's like a game that's being played by our leaders. And I think it's just tragic, again, because I think the teachers and the administrators are trying to do their best to continue education. And these are just major roadblocks that keep getting put up for them, which is really unfortunate.
Let's talk sports. No high school basketball or wrestling or competitive cheerleading in New York until January 4th. A lot of folks weren't surprised by that, Ralph. Do you even think that date, January 4th, is optimistic given the COVID cases that we're seeing?
I think we're going to be a spring without indoor sports at all. Sorry to say that, because I know people look forward to that, and I know The students have certainly enjoyed playing soccer and the outdoor sports, but I don't see the indoor sports happening January 4th, February 4th, or March 4th, even, unfortunately.
And that will have to be the last word this week. But if folks have questions about the great work going on at TLI, the Teaching and Learning Institute, Ralph, where can they find you, sir?
They can simply go to yrun.org, yrun.org.